About the only excitement came a little after midnight when Drover got into a scuffle with a cricket. I told him to save his energy for bigger stuff. I mean, crickets cause a certain amount of damage around the place, but they ain't what you'd call a major threat. I figure Pete can handle the cricket department and we'll take care of the more dangerous assignments. Of course, the problem with that is that Pete won't do it. Too dang lazy. He's a typical cat, but I don't want to get started on cats. Anyway, Grover and I came in from night patrol and bedded down under the gas tanks. I scratched around on my gunny sack and got it fluffed up just right and had curled up for a long nap when all at once I heard it. My right ear went up. My ears are highly trained, don't you see, and they sort of have a mind of their own. I can be dead asleep and lost in beautiful dreams, but those ears never sleep. They never go off duty. This is fairly typical of your blue ribbon top-of-the-line cowdogs. I suppose I was dreaming about Beulah again. Darn woman is hard to get off my mind. I don't let women distract me during working hours, but sometimes I lose control when I'm asleep. I mean, a guy can keep an iron grip on himself only so long. Every once in a while, he kind of goes to seed. Well, I heard the roar. My right ear went up. My left ear went up. Then my head shot up. I glanced around. Beulah? My sawed-off, short-haired, stub-tailed assistant lifted his head and stared at me.
I'm not Beulah. I'm Drover.
I studied the runt for a second, and my head began to clear. I know who you are.
How come you called me Beulah?
I didn't.
I'm almost sure you did.
Drover, almost sure might be close enough for some lines of work, but in the security business, you have to be positive. You need to work on that.
Okay, Hank.
Now, what's that noise? Drover looked up in the trees and rolled his eyes.
I don't hear any.
And right then he heard the roar. His eyes got as big as saucers and he started to shiver.
What is it, Hank?
I don't know, but we're fixing to find out. I've got a hunch that it's a silver monster bird.
A silver monster bird?
I turned my head just for a second, and when I looked back, Drover was gone. At first, I thought he might have headed up for the machine shed, but then I saw his gunny sack quivering.